The Green Bay Packers have begun their head coaching search with Jim Caldwell and Chuck Pagano. More like Chuck Baga. No. But seriously, no. Crossy Posse Packers! Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grossi, and oh man, this is something. You know, listen, just about every week we've been releasing these new videos of looking at guys like Josh McDaniels or Lincoln Riley. Next week there's going to be another episode and another one really diving in deep at these college coaches and, you know, those hidden gems. And then we get news last night that they've interviewed the former Lions and Colts coach as a part of their head coaching search. Now, without being too critical, let's talk about each of their careers, and it won't take long. We're just going to go through, and because maybe, just maybe, this will work out really, really well. But let's look at everyone's favorite face, Jim Caldwell. Jim, as you well know, well, he was the Lions coach for some time. Back in 2014, coaching there until 2017. And honestly, is one of the reasons for the Packers' success and the reason why the Lions are such trash and no one talks about them. Sorry, Lions fans. It's just being brutally honest. But Caldwell, didn't start with the Detroit Lions. Instead, started coaching the Indianapolis Colts. And he was there for a little bit from 2009 to 2011 as their head coach. You know, started doing really, really well with them. Took them to a Super Bowl, right? Since then, he's the only rookie since then who has actually taken, a rookie head coach, to take his team to the Super Bowl in his first season, going with Peyton Manning in their heyday. And, you know, things were going so well. And that was the year that Brett Favre went to the NFC Championship game with the Vikings against the Saints and then threw that interception. Ha ha. And then the Saints went and knocked them off in the Super Bowl. But listen, that next year in 2010, he made another playoff appearance. But then after Peyton Manning got hurt, they sucked hardcore. And he got fired right after that. And then got signed immediately, like 13 days after that, got signed with the Ravens, went on to win a Super Bowl as their offensive coordinator against the 49ers. And then 2014, the Lions call him up and are like, "Hey girl, you want a head coaching job?" And he's like, "Yes." And so, listen, I know we like to rag on the Lions here because they're an easy target, but if you take a look, the first season that he was with them, they did pretty well. They went 11-5, things were good, and then things weren't good, and then they went 7-9, and then two back-to-back 9-7 seasons, going 36-28 overall with the Lions, and he got fired shortly thereafter. Also going 26-22 with the Colts. Now, going back to his college days, he also does have like that quarterback connection in college. I know they broke a bunch of passing records under him. And, you know, Peyton Manning was Peyton Manning. I want to attribute a lot of the Colts, or not a lot, all of the Colts' success because of Peyton Manning, because it sure as hell wasn't their running game or their defense. But as soon as Manning went, so did Jim Caldwell, and kind of any hopes of him staying on as the head coach there. And then also, you know, as the Lions coach, considering we've even talked about how talented that Lions team is, and the fact that he is unable to do anything with that kind of talent is problematic. So, you know, Jim Caldwell, even talking to Lions fans, is just, yeah, he needed to go like 2 years prior to when he actually went. But there's one thing on why I believe we should hire Jim Caldwell. There's one big reason. You might be wondering, what's good old Jim up to these days? Jim is now a consultant for the XFL. That's right. That's right. The new Vince McMahon inspired and funded Wrestling Football League. Yeah, and I know they're just like, Tom, there's not real wrestling in it, but it's still real to me, damn it. So, here's what I'm thinking. If Jim Caldwell can come in, not as a head coach, no, don't let him anywhere near the front office, but if he could come in and introduce ladder matches into the National Football League or steel cage matches, I think it's worth hearing him out. So I'm going to assume that the reason why the Packers reach out to him is they're looking for a little hell in a cell at Lambeau Field. So keep an eye out for that. But if you actually had to ask me, are we going to hire Jim Caldwell? No. Should we? No. No. But let's look at Chuck Pagano, because after Jim Caldwell decided to leave misery and disaster in his wake at Indianapolis, here comes Chuck Pagano. Good old Chuck coming in to try and save the day. And he did. He did. They went 2-14 the year prior to him coming in, and he turned around the ship, making him go 11-5, which was great. He has 11-5 for the first three seasons of his tenure, right? 11-5 in 2012, 13, 14, 2014, he takes him to the AFC Championship game. That's where the whole Deflategate starts. And then in 2015, he only goes 8-8, but that's because Andrew Luck is starting to have all his injury problems. He goes and gets 6 wins with backup quarterbacks, which is like impressive as hell. And he gets a 4-year extension in 2015. You think good old Chuck's going to stick around forever in Indianapolis. 2016, he goes 8-8. Again, really disappointing for them. Andrew Luck is still struggling with some stuff. And then 2017, Andrew Luck doesn't play any games, and they go 4-12. And that ends the Chuck Pagano era in Indianapolis. He decides to take some time off from the game, and that's all she wrote. Now, if I had to choose between one of these two, which again, I don't think either of these guys are going to get hired. We'll talk about that in a second. But you obviously, I think, got to go with Chuck Pagano here, in that he has a record of turning the ship, turning the team around. While I would say that Jim Caldwell is more experienced and also has more accolades, and that he has Super Bowl appearances and wins under his belt, I would definitely go with Pagano here. Just because, you know, there's a team that needs to turn it around with a talented quarterback, it's us. Now, let's talk about why I think they're actually interviewing these two fine folks over here. And I use fine very loosely. So, when it comes to looking for a head coach, one, right now, they can't interview any current head coaches who are currently coaching in the NFL. So that's going to be problematic. They got to wait for the season to be over for that one. In addition, if they're looking at college guys, if they're successful, they're going to be competing in some bowl games coming up, so they're not going to be available as well. So the pool that they currently have to choose from is very, very limited. And so I think you bring guys like this in to basically see what you don't want, right? There's plenty of fish out in the sea, right? There's lots of trash too, and you got to kind of sift through and be like, oh no, I don't want that. I don't want that. So, am I saying Chuck Pagano's a trash coach? No. Do I think he should be the next coach of the Green Bay Packers? No. Jim Caldwell, am I saying he's a trash coach? Yes. So, again, all these things being considered, I think it's a matter of you bring in a bunch of guys, you bring them all in, right? Listen, if you've ever seen The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, right? They start out with like 26 people, right? And you need to go through that process of being like, no, your face is just, there's something wrong with it. There's just something so, so wrong with it. And so because of it, you know, you eliminate them and you move on to the better ones. And then eventually you fall in love and live happily ever after for 6 weeks until you break up after the reunion show. But not that I've ever seen The Bachelor or Bachelorette before. Anyway, I think this is just them exploring their options. They haven't had to look for a head coach in like 13 years. So they're getting out into the dating world again. It's a different beast. There's Tinder now. So, I know a lot of people are freaking out that we brought these two guys in. I would say, have no fear. We're going to find our guy, and I don't think it's going to be either one of these folks. And until we find that guy, until we give that person the rose, you just keep holding on. Just keep holding on. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, T-O-M-G-R-O-S-S-I Comedy, or at Tom Grossi Comedy on the Instagram and the Patreon and the Twitch and all the social medias. It's on there. All the links are in the description. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always... Go Pack Go.